And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, four of the next five games are at home, three in a row against NFC opponents. What type of opportunity is this for you and your team in the second half of the season?
Well, I mean, when you look at the schedule, I mean, it's great to be playing home games. You know, it seems like we've been on the road for quite some time. So we're excited about being home the next three out of four. And we break each season up in the quarters, so we're focused on the third quarter. But you got to win your division games. You know, we know that. This is a big one against Chicago.
Speaking of the Bears, Mike, last time down in Chicago, Jordy Nelson catches 10 balls, Randall Cobb, 7 balls, both for over 100 yards. Now, do you play any of these mind games where they're going to try to take those guys away and try to extrapolate what the Bears might do? Do you play those games at all, or how do you go approach something like that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's our job. You know, just watching the Bears' defense the last 4 weeks. Since our game, you're trying to anticipate the changes that are going to occur from week one, you know, from the game one to game two. I mean, it happens every year in division games. They're coming off a bye week, so they've had extra time to go through their self-scout and potentially make adjustments. So that's really where we spent Sunday and Monday as a coaching staff going through.
Against the Saints, Eddie Lacy had 123 receiving yards, which is the most by a Packers running back since a guy that Larry played with, Eddie Lee Ivory, way back in 1980, which is pretty impressive. How much more of a weapon has he become in the passing game, do you feel, Mike?
You know, we've been talking about Eddie on the show in the past. I'm going to say it again. He's a three-down player. I mean, he's a very good football player. You know, everybody wants, you know, his rookie year, the way he came onto the scene and pounded the football. I thought the way he ran the football against New Orleans was probably his finest performance in his ability to play first and second down, the check downs, you know, Aaron getting the football. And he's a very good third down back. Look at the first third down, the touchdown to Randall. I mean, Eddie's a complete player.
Mike, I don't want you to give away the game plan, certainly, but getting back to the first Bear game, Martellus Bennett. Like 9 catches over 100 yards, and the guy is 6'6", 265.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? That's a talent, and that's a unique talent.
Definitely. Big target, excellent player, really an excellent offense. I mean, you look at their weapons, and, you know, their offensive line's playing very well. I think the biggest thing is when you have big targets, particularly when you're stretching the middle of the field, you have to get your hands on them. You know, you got to win that release battle on the first 5 yards.
Mike, you guys are clearly a draft and develop team, but how pleased are you of the immediate contributions of HaHa Clinton Dix, Corey Linsley, and Devontae Adams?
Oh, I think all three of those young men have come in and have made an impact. I mean, what Corey's done is extremely impressive. I mean, I think it's something after the season we're going to look back on and just, you know, be very, very, very much impressed because I don't know if I've seen a rookie center come in and play at the level that he's played from week one on, especially when, you know, he was not the starter in training camp. Haas, you know, he played some really good football. You know, he had some big shoes to fill against the Saints with Morgan Burnett out, so that was a great experience for him. And Devontae, I think he's someone that just kind of keeps getting better each and every week. He's getting more opportunities, definitely with the. With Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, the production that they're having. So, yeah, very, very, very impressed with those three young men.
Mike, you guys didn't have a good day defending the run in Chicago, but a couple of 8-game stats really jumped out at me. Mike Daniels, 40 tackles already this year. LaTroy Guyon, 35. Something good's going on up there. It doesn't compute the poor run defense, those kind of tackles.
Well, LaTroy and Mike are very, very active defensive linemen. I think Chicago, frankly, did a very good job schematically, particularly in the first half against us in the run game. So we've had extra time to look at it. Once again, they're coming off a bye week, so I'm sure there'll be some new wrinkles in there, and it'll be a challenge for us. But Mike and LaTroy are playing very well.
Speaking of the bye, Mike, you are 7-1 as a coach after the bye, including winning 5 in a row. Biggest reason for that?
I hate those statistics because it seems like every time someone brings something up like that, it's something happens that you don't want to happen. So it's a credit. I mean, coming out of bye week is really a credit to your players. It's a credit to your coaching staff. I think a lot's made out of Sell Scott, a lot's made out of changes. We have a simple filter that we've always followed. You know, if there's changes that we need to make, we'll make them. If we need to make some adjustments, which you have to, especially playing a division opponent for the second time, and just what are you going to emphasize? So we don't overreact too much to what's happened in the past. We want to learn from it, apply it, and we'll do that Sunday night against Chicago.
Mike, did you watch any football over the weekend?
Not a whole lot. I watched the Steelers and in the Ravens Sunday night a little bit.
Here's what I want to ask you. No, when you're listening to the experts talk about pro football,
well, that's why teams, I don't watch football. Really.
Well, and some of those experts are former coaches and okay. So forth. And so your opinion when you're listening to the so-called experts is what?
Oh shoot, I don't know what their opinions are. I don't really. I can't help you there, Larry. That was a great question, though. I know you put a lot of time into it, and for you to get a no answer there is very disappointing. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Mike steered away from that one. Next up, Mike and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.